but drier in Scotland.
Thank you, Charlotte. 6 minutes past 11. It's my final show here with you on Five Live. And so we've asked James Walsh of Star Sailor to come and join us. We'll have some songs with James in a moment. But before we do that, the team last night sprung a couple of mystery guests on me, which was a lot of fun. And I was very thrilled to have those people on. And they've done it again. So there is another mystery guest that I don't know about waiting to speak to me at the moment. And so I just wonder, mystery guest, can you say a sentence so I can at least try and pick your voice, or you can give me a clue as to how we know each other?
Hi, Phil. I think Spurs put on a little surprise show for you this evening, didn't they?
I know that voice. How are you, Jojo Moyes?
Oh, well done. That's very good, especially as you mostly know me through the written word. I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah.
What a way to go out.
I know. Crikey. Yet more football drama. And and some lovely, lovely guests. And this is a great surprise that you're coming on to join us, because I've always loved it. So that was just an extraordinary experience. So to everyone who's brought me happiness over the last 18 years here at Five Live, I thank you. It's been a hell of a ride. To all the back row experts, the midnight experts, of which the cream of the crop are here on this programme after midnight, to the Team Talk ex-players and football writers, and to you, who have loyally listened to this programme, sent me great tweets, sent me brilliant texts, and just kept me laughing through the entire 6-year stint on the late programme. As someone said to me the other week, everything will be all right in the end, and if it's not all right, it's not the end. So if it's okay with you, we'll crack on. 11:34.
On digital, BBC Sounds, smart speaker, and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
And Charlotte Bangbala.
But not with you.
Well, listen, I feel really bad for you because you've come in on my last show. So obviously it's been chaos. And now we're not even in the same studio.
I know. None of the attention's on me tonight, Phil. It's quite unfair, really.
I know. Well, listen, what I was going to say to you was, I don't know how busy you are, but if you want to come and pop back.
Hi, Phil. This is Anthony here, Anthony Horowitz. I'm calling you from Aberdeen, where I'm on the road at the moment with James Bond. I can't believe you're off. I can't believe it. You're leaving Five Live. It feels like the end of an era. You've interviewed me, I guess, what, 3 or 4 times, and I've always loved coming on your show, Phil, because unlike some BBC presenters I will not name, you've always been so prepared, you've read my books, and you've been so enthusiastic. In fact, that's been the great thing about you, the way you have shared your love of fiction, crime fiction in particular, you know, with your listeners. And you're just going to be an impossible act to follow, and I'm going to really miss it, because when I was talking to you on your program, the great thing was, it was never an interview, it was always a chat. I really feel that you're somebody who has sort of become a friend over the years, and I don't know where you're going to be going to. I hope this isn't sounding like an obituary, because I know you'll go on to greater things. And what can I say? I just hope that you and I will find ourselves at opposite ends of a microphone again. And listen, if you ever happen to be down in London, I certainly owe you a drink. Good luck to you, mate, and best wishes.
Oh, that's lovely. That's Anthony Horowitz, who has written so many great books. His latest James Bond, this is his second original James Bond story. He's based on original material from Fleming that was never discovered until late. So it's fantastic, a cracking read. I read it when it came out in hardback. I think it's Forever and a Day, I think it's called, but I'll have to double check that for you because I'm just off the top of my head in that. But it's brilliant. And Anthony's a joy, and the word is murder as well, his new series. He's too into that, and that's fantastic. And oh, that's made me very happy to hear from Anthony Horowitz. And I will be staying in touch with all of these authors, because the reaction this week has made me believe that I'm going to have to do a books podcast. So you're the first person I've told that to. But I will be doing that. And I've already got a couple of offers from a couple of decent writers. And so I'll get that.
Well,
clean a dirty black hole telescope.
No, don't use white wine vinegar for...
Stuart in Dover. This is a bit random, I know, Phil, but my wife sprays white wine vinegar. Chance to look at my phone for the last couple of hours, other than to tweet through this one, because Rod's got to do up all night, and local radio joins Rod as well for that. So the idea I've had is, we haven't done your cheese yet, have we?
No, we've got lots
of cheese. So just for a laugh, right, shall we just do, after one, should we do the cheese on a Twitter live broadcast?
Perfect.
Should we do that?
Perfect.
So we'll just do like an extra 5 or 6 minutes on Twitter. So if you want to join us, I've seen other people do it. I'll work it out. We'll get that
so
going.
Much love for you tonight on Twitter, by the way.
Do you know what? That's, thank you. Thank you,
mate,
for reminding me of that. Oh, I also wanted to say
that. I was coming on the show and I was seeing like how much love there was actually for you within the team, within the industry. And it's like,
it's been totally overwhelming, man, if I'm honest with you. And I haven't had a chance to look at my phone for the last couple of hours, other than to tweet photos of what's going on here. So if you have sent me a lovely message in the last couple of hours, I will tomorrow tomorrow probably I will sit and go through them all, and I will do my best to reply to you, because I do read them all, and I have been completely overwhelmed by the volume of those as I prepare to depart this network. So thank you so much if you sent me a tweet either today or on the day when I announced I was going, because that's really very much appreciated. We've got six songs on tonight's musical, all about my departure, so let's launch into these. It's a heartache. From Cy Whitby, or Cy in Whitby, I think. That's a Heartache by Bonnie Tyler. Oh, Cy, don't start me going now. I've done so well, haven't I? Don't go with that. Don't go with that. That's more like it. Lex in Devon, Go Away by Blondie. Slightly tongue-in-cheek, says Lex. Donna says, Phil, best wishes. I am so going to miss you on my drive home from work. So she sent Shakespeare's Sister. Oh. That was number one for weeks, wasn't it? Sean in Exeter next with Soft Cell. Say hello, goodbye. And Say Hello, Wave Goodbye. I don't know who sent this next one in. It might be my agent. And from Franco in Glasgow. Hello, Franco. Thank you very much for all of those. I'm sorry it was so self-indulgent for the last one. We've got a minute left. I did a proper goodbye earlier, so go on to Sounds if you want to hear that.
All I want to say on behalf of everybody, Phil, is we've all turned up to be here. I told my family, sorry, I'm going to get a ticket from London to Manchester, check into a cheap hotel, go and sit next to Phil, because he has been next to us for the last 24 years.
My thanks to all of you and all the Midnight Experts. We are going to do an extra 5 or 10 minutes on Twitter, so find us on there and I'll hit the broadcast button and we'll do that. Again, thanks to James Walsh, who's come in and played an extra song for us and just been amazing tonight. And to you for your amazing reaction to this tenure that I've thoroughly enjoyed on this radio station. And I genuinely, a lot of people are saying, where are you going? I genuinely don't know where I'm going next. When I know, I will tell you. I will get the Books podcast up and running for you, so at least we can have some interaction with that. And also, just to wish Sarah Brett good luck. She's filling this chair on Monday. And please don't show any antipathy towards her, because she's not made this decision. So good luck, Sarah, and I'll speak to you very soon. Bye-bye.
See you for lunch, Phil.
Thank you, Phil. 1 o'clock on 5 Live, as we're joined by the BBC's local radio stations across the UK. Hello, local radio listeners. I'm Rod Sharp.
The main news this hour, a spectacular comeback from Spurs in the Champions League.